Welcome to Ugandan Art Speaks Out, the podcast that celebrates the diversity and creativity of Ugandan art and culture. Produced by Omochi Creative, a non-government organization that uses art to create social change and promote empowerment in Uganda. This podcast takes you on a weekly journey of discovery through the vibrant and diverse world of Ugandan art. Each episode features insightful conversations with talented artists and creatives who share their stories, inspirations, and passions. Whether you are an art lover, a curious listener, or someone looking to expand your understanding of Ugandan art and culture, Ugandan Art Speaks Out invites you now to join us on an unforgettable journey through Uganda's creative diversity. And now, let's start the show.
The next person, she's a writer, she's an actor, both screen and stage. Such a talent. And she's a musician too. She's one of the pioneers to write, can I say, love music or music love? And guess what? Before her, we were used to songs like "Send Me the Pillow I'm Dreaming of." When she came, she translated that to "Kankutume jalyo mungambira jeke wange." Wabula tomugamba. Wabula tomugamba. Welcome, Maria Mundagire.
Thank you very much, Mr. Musitwa, for that wonderful introduction. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, fellow thespians. I am imagining everyone here is a thespian. My name is Mariam Ndagire. All protocol observed, I will not go back to that because it was done. My name is Mariam Ndagire. I'm the founder and principal of Mariam Ndagire Film and Performing Arts Center. And I am one of the longest serving professional actresses in the theater industry today. Yes. I'm a professional actress because I went to Makerere University, that department. And I am a boxer. Yeah. I am a director at Bat Valley Theater, a privately owned theater where we run Afri Talent with my colleague Haj Abe Mchibi. I'm going to talk about my things. Don't refuse me to say these things. Yeah. I am the founder of the annual Theater and Performing Arts Festival. It will be happening in October, and I'll be waiting for some of you to come and join us. In a nutshell, I'm an entertainment entrepreneur. Yes. Like Bagaya said, we make money out of this industry. We are not here to joke. This is not a hobby. It's our business. I congratulate each one of us for making it to this year's World Theater Day, and most especially making it to this symposium. Thank you, ITI, Uganda chapter, and UNCC for organizing this. A round of applause for them. I know that by the end of this day, each one of us will go out of this place to go make theater great again. I'm here to talk about the same topic like the rest of us have been talking about, the crucial role of professional discipline in theater arts for advancing Uganda's theater industry. I started out in theater, I've told this story on and on. I started out as an actress in school as a teenager, and then I ended up in a company that makes theater. It was called Black Pearls Limited, headed by Mugave Ndugwa. When I went to that place, every day we used to rehearse. And in there, we were being trained unknowingly. We could come to the rehearsals, you rehearse, and at the end of the day, you are not even put on stage. If you get a chance to be put on stage, you are a girl passing. Those people who, where there is Okurumba Rubiri, you are the ones who go there and Kurumba the Rubiri. Eh? The ones who Kuba and Uru in the play. So, our directors then, they were like more than 100 plays, like Mr. Mukuru was saying, rather 100 groups. Like he was saying, the country had a lot. Theater was booming. We had a lot of theater groups. And you could not just move from one theater group to another. It was an abomination. You couldn't do that. So you could stick in your group until you get a speaking role. You are waiting to get a role where you can say, "How are you?" There you are the master. The next time they'll give you a second line and a third line. We were being trained. The bad thing today, people are just walking into our industry like they want. There's no regulation. You wake up and say, "I want to make a play or a film." You make. This is very deadly. Before I went to MDD, the Department of Music, Dance and Drama, now you call it the School of Performing Arts, I think, Film and Performing Arts. Before I went there, I used to think like those people that just want to wake up and go and act and make a play. When I got a chance to get into that department, into the gates of Makerere, my mindset was changed. And I understood that this is a whole industry. An industry where people have to work together to make a project. This is not happening. People are being directors, writers, actors, stage designers, sound technicians. One person doing all those things, which is very wrong. We have to professionalize this industry and let people do their jobs. Let us hire people, because I know most of you here are doing arts or have done arts. Let's change the mindset. Let's be professional. I've come here with some little tips that I think will help. I have my 6 P's. Not cow, 6 P's. The first P I have is passion. If you're going to be in this industry and enjoy it, you have to be passionate. You have to be like an army man who will die for that army, for that country. Be ready to die for this industry. Stop giving lame excuses for not showing up where you're supposed to be. I hear traffic jam. It is raining as if you are made of salt, that you are going to go away when the rain falls on you. People, let's be passionate. Let's love this thing to the core. Let's breathe theater. If we are to be in theater, let's breathe theater. Let's love it to the fullest. The second P I have is politeness. It doesn't take anything to be polite. Actually, it adds. Don't be rude to people you're working with, like Bagaya said. Don't be rude to people you're working with. Don't be rude to people in the industry. This is a family. When I meet someone and they say, I'm an actress, that is already my family. If you find me and you tell me, you introduce yourself that you are a practitioner in this industry, I'll see you differently. Some people are just too rude. This industry is made of this generation and the coming one and the past. So if you treat people badly, you don't know where you'll be tomorrow. Someone who treated me badly, sir, in the 80s or in the 90s might be unhappy to meet me, because today I'm the one seated here. So I'll treat you badly. Tomorrow you'll be the one seated here. You'll be the one in a position where I need your help and you're the one supposed to help me, and you can't. So please, people, let's be polite. It doesn't hurt. We need to be prepared. Preparedness. When you are, this is going to the actors and the practitioners, not our audience. When you have a role to play, whether you're the director, the sound man, the actor, the last person in the project, please prepare. An actor might ask, how do I prepare? Why should I prepare? You come on stage when you don't, Bagai has just told you, when you make a mistake, they'll discipline you. Why do you wait for the disciplining? You came here, no one called you, no one forced you. Prepare. Please, prepare. Research about the character you're going to act. Are you in the right costumes? Don't wait for the costume person to dictate for you. What are you bringing on the table? And at the end of the day, you'll say you want money. Mr. Mukulu said for him, he won't pay you, because you're not bringing anything on the table. Make yourself relevant so that they see your worth and pay you. Let us prepare, each one of us in their own departments, so that we make this, because the play is something that we do jointly. Even if a director is very good, without the actors, they won't do the play. They won't have a play. They won't put it up. So let us prepare, and prepare very well. Punctuality, punctuality, punctuality. When you come late, when your friend is on stage saying their lines and the lines are done and they're not supposed to ad-lib and you're not on the queue, you have disorganized everything. The theater has said they want the play to start at 3. We used to start at 2:30. Then we changed. I don't know why. Now we are starting at 3. So the play is going to start at 3. You leave home at 3. Everyone else is there. For you, you're feeling, I think you're divering. I don't know what you're doing. You come at your own pace. You disorganize everybody. You make people seem stupid. But my friend, they are taking notes. If I'm a director and you do that, I'm taking notes, and this industry is very small. I'll tell people, you want to cast that person? Ha, she's not a very good timekeeper. The next thing you'll know, you're not appearing on stage. You're not enjoying the industry. So let us be punctual. Let us keep time. Let us be polished. Because if we are not polished, we are going to... People already say we have a siru dara dara. Now what will they say when we can't keep time? They say our industry is disorganized. Why? Because of those small things. Let's be time conscious. Presentation. The way we present ourselves on and off the stage is really important. You are an actor, someone has seen you on stage, they have given you that very big ballroom dress and you all. Then the next thing they see you out there, mubusapatu. You're looking so funny. You are supposed to package yourself correctly on and off stage. My dears, those are some of the things that make people look at us in a very bad way. So the way you present yourself, the way you present your project is also important. Omuganda agamba, ensibambi edibya mutere. Mutere is some funny cassava. If you wrap it badly, they won't buy. But if you wrap it nicely, someone won't know, they'll buy. So, wrap yourself in the right way. The last thing, though we are talking about professionalism, is professionalism. Let us embrace professionalism. Please, people, pay actors, pay people on your crew. We are not going to chase out people in this industry because of not paying people. Let us pay, and you actors, stop acting for free. I share everything that Bagaya said. I own whatever I own and do whatever I do because of the money I get out of this industry. This industry has money. Tusasula abantu. Okay? Let's have contracts and memorandums of understanding. If you're not going to pay me, let's have an understanding. What am I benefiting? Ngenda kufunira wa. Eh? You might tell me, you come, you act for free, I'm going to get you a visa, we go and go to this place. Or an air ticket and we go. Eh? But if I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to waste my time, energy, effort, brain, everything. You're draining me. Because of what? Let us be professional. Let's have memorandums of understanding. Let's have contracts. Please act when you have a contract. Otherwise, they'll leave you at home and get another actor to stand in. Okay? Let's have contracts. And dear directors, hire professionals to do these jobs. From actors to everybody on your set, please hire lawyers as well. Hey, they design your contracts. This is not a joking subject. Let's hire lawyers to do our thing. Let's hire right playwrights, people to do the things professionally. Tuvemo kusaga. And please, don't cancel shows because of number of people. Those people, tebayina musango, those who have come, they've paid their money. What wrong have they done? The rest of the people who didn't come, it's not their fault. Why are you canceling the show? Please don't cancel shows. That is one of the things that has taken people out of theater. The last thing I have to tell you is study or learn. For those who are not studying this theater, you can use Google. There's a lot of information there. Please study, learn, be better. If we embrace professionalism, we will elevate our production quality and reputation as an industry and attract more audiences, opportunities, and investment, making theater great again. Lastly, this is to you, NCC. I know you're here. You are the ones who are hosting us, and maybe the ITI Uganda chapter. You're supposed to be our stewards as an industry, fostering professionalism. I therefore request you to continue organizing symposiums like these, not only on World Theater Day, but frequently. We need workshops, we need theater festivals to celebrate the industry, like we just saw our twin, the film industry. They celebrated in Hygeia. We celebrated in Hygeia because I also belong to that side. So we need to celebrate theater. Festivals are not about anything else. It's about celebration of the industry and skilling people. Let's do this. Maybe through our ministry, our mother ministry, support the existing theater festivals. We are here. Deborah is here. We are doing this, but if we get support from the government, it will be even better. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you for listening to Ugandan Art Speaks Out, the podcast that celebrates the diversity and creativity of Ugandan art and culture. We hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new about the amazing work of these artists. If you liked this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on your favorite platform. You can also visit our website at Ugandan Art Speaks Out to learn more and explore further. You can also follow us on social media and join our community of art lovers and supporters. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback. You can also support our work by donating to our organization and helping us continue our mission of using art to create social change and empowerment in Uganda. Thank you for your support. And until next time, keep listening and keep learning.